Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John live at Andy's Frozen Custard, the brand new location here in Kansas City in Waldo off of 79th and Warnell. And I wanted someone to talk about Andy's Frozen Custard, so we got the man himself. We got Andy here. And Andy, you got to be very excited. First of all, a beautiful day. What a great location. You couldn't order weather better than this. And you got to be excited about your brand new location here at 79th and Warnell.
We're pumped. We're excited. We love the area. It's a great neighborhood store. You know, we got houses all around us, and you know, it's fun to hopefully improve things a little bit. And it was an old Burbilia that had been closed for some time, you know, and I just thought it was a great corner, and so we went after it, and here we are. But you're the legend in this town.
Oh,
man.
Boy, I don't know about that.
So,
but I appreciate you saying that. You know what? I've been in radio in Kansas City here at Sports Radio 810 for two decades. And I appreciate you saying that, but that's the thing. You say you listen and you know about Kansas City because you have tremendous ties to Kansas City. It's like a second home to you, and people don't maybe know all the local ties and how, I mean, Andy's Frozen Custard, it's a local establishment that it keeps expanding in Kansas City. So tell me how it all started and how we got to where we are right now.
Well, you know, so if you go way back, 1986 was our first store, and we opened that in a little small town called Osage Beach, Missouri. Then we expanded into Springfield. My parents, I was raised in Raytown, Missouri. Born at St. Luke's Hospital, just 5 miles away. My father was in the car business for 20 years here in the Kansas City metro. We moved out of Kansas City in 79 and 80. Gas prices went from 35 cents to a dollar a gallon, and interest rates went to 15-18%. My father was selling cars that got about 3 miles of the gallon, so things didn't go so well. And so we chose a different avenue, and in that process we met a couple named Leon and Doris Schneider, and they had started a frozen custard store in Milwaukee, Wisconsin in 1942 called Leon's. Still there today. Leon and Doris have both passed away. Their son, Ronnie, still operates the store. It's an iconic landmark in Milwaukee. And but we learned the business from those guys, and so we expanded. We built our first one at Osage Beach. We built another one in Springfield. We contemplated coming back to Kansas City because that's where we were from. But we made the decision, or my parents did, to go to Springfield. We ended up in Springfield. We built several stores there, raised our family. But we've always spent a lot of time in Kansas City. I've owned a residence here for 20 years. Season ticket holder of the Chiefs for 28 years. You know, I've missed probably 6 games at Arrowhead in the last 10 years. So we tailgate in Lot G, and G26 is our pole that we're under every game. And we love Kansas City. We're you know, I don't know how else to say it, right? I mean, it's just that's what we do, and we enjoy coming here, and we spend a lot of time. And it was a dream of mine and our family to build a business that was in Kansas City. And we purposely built our first store in Kansas City, Missouri. It was on 1200 Westport Road.
So you talk about the ice cream cone in front right there. Yeah, I take pictures with my girls there. You talk about wanting to do this. And wanting to be in Kansas City, the place you were born. You got to pinch yourself sometimes. You're talking about 8 locations. You opened this new location here. You talked about that first one at Westport. I mean, sometimes is it just remarkable to think how this has exploded? Now, whenever you've got an Andy's Frozen Custard, I was just telling you the story. We go to the one that's right there outside Liberty, and when we drive by, in the rare occurrence there's not a long line, we stop and go in there. Hey, no line. We're taking advantage of this. I mean, this probably exceeds even your wildest expectations when you started this, right?
No question. It does. I mean, you know, to go back a couple steps. When I was in the store, working in the store every day with my dad and my wife and my mom, and it wasn't my wife at the time, it was my high school sweetheart. And, you know, we did well. And I always thought, you know, we can grow this. We can build another store. And we wanted to come to Kansas City. But there's no question. It's about having the right people. And if you have the right and we've had the wrong people, and we get the right people, and you know, you make those hard decisions that you don't want to do, but you get the right people that have the same values that we have, and that's to serve great product, serve great customer service, you know, take care of your employees. And if you do those things, then we believe success will follow. And you know, so I mean, that's a little bit of what it's done, but it's not been easy. I mean, there's been some days you wake up and it's like, how's this going to work out?
Right. That's every day for me.
Right.
And so I'm sure you've been asked this before. It might be a tough question, but what's your go-to? What's your favorite thing to have at Andy's Frozen Custard?
Oh, boy.
If you're going to go, if somebody wants to come up here and say, you know what, I'm gonna get what Andy gets. What does Andy get? What's your favorite?
I do jump around a lot.
Right.
But
there's got to be a favorite that you know what?
One of my old, and when we first started the business, one of the things that really caught my senses was the smell of our roasted pecans.
Yeah.
And the smell of the hot fudge. And I've always loved the hot fudge sundae with pecans. It's as simple as it gets. But the custard's really firm. Concretes are great. Concretes are our most popular item. But whenever you mix a topping in the product, it softens the product up. Talking specifics down in the weeds here. And on a sundae, it's still that original form of product. And it's denser, it's creamier. And then you put the fudge on top, and the fudge is hot, you know, and the pecans are roasted and salty. And so that's probably my go-to, but I get a lot of other things. And I've been getting a caramel here lately.
I'm on that key lime pie concrete.
Oh yeah,
because I love key lime pie anyway. And that's it's probably better off. It's only available till mid to September because I might need a break to step away from it. I like the blackberry too, but there's so many great things. Okay, so different question. You say you tailgate. You're gonna have something for tailgate more Chiefs oriented. Because this is a great place to come tailgate. Even after the game, come up, walk up in the patio, and get something here at Andy's Frozen Concrete. So what are you going to do? How do you get ready for a Chiefs game?
I do a lot of cooking.
There you go. There you go. Hey, I might have to stop by that tailgate.
We have a great time. We have about 25 guys and girls and ladies and that get together, and we have phenomenal time. We don't miss it.
All right, so here's the important question. Are the Chiefs going to get back to the Super Bowl and win it this year? How do you feel? I know we're all still upset about what happened against Tampa, but what your gut tell you? We're just a week and a half away from the season.
Tampa was a perfect storm of against us. I mean, it was everything, you know, late in the year, offensive line was terribly beat up, and everything that could have went wrong did, and I didn't see it coming. You know, honestly, I didn't think the game would be like that, but it was, and after you went through it, I think that's what I thought, and I'm just like, we were on second and third string backups and on the offensive line, you know, and
they took care of that in the offseason.
And they had a great defense, and you know, it just, that's what happened. But man, I don't know. I mean, obviously in NFL, it's all about staying healthy, and if we can stay a little bit healthy, I think this is the best team we got yet.
I mean, you get it, 28 years season ticket holder. Man, you got to pinch yourself sometimes. We got Patrick Mahomes and Kelce and Tyreek Hill. We've seen a few quarterbacks when we got to this one, right?
Oh my God! You know. It's like, yes. I mean, I went out and bought my jersey on that last game of the year that before he became a starter
at Denver. That's right.
I'm like, I'm buying a 15 jersey. I'm like, that is the guy.
And I mean, still hasn't lost in Denver. Uh-uh. He still hasn't lost to Denver since. So, you know,
it is. You got to pinch yourself. I mean, you know, hey. Chiefs fans deserve it. God, we've been through a lot. And so I'm so excited about that. I mean, I think we got a dozen years of just having a great time, right?
Every year we're going to go to the Super Bowl. I'm here for it. And look, Kansas City Original, Andy's Frozen Custard, brand new location here at 79th and Warnell, and more to come, right?
That's more to come. We have two stores that will open this year. We have Prairie Fire on 135th that'll open probably in about a month. And then we have one more that'll get done the end of the year at I-70 and Nolan Road in Independence.
Well, that's great stuff, man. I've spent so much money in Andy's, I feel like I should be an investor. I don't know, but I love it. My kids love it, and Kansas City loves it. Andy, thank you so much for having us out here. What a great day and a great festive atmosphere. Andy's Frozen Custard's brand new location at 79th and Warnell. You got to get out here, Andy. All I can say is go Chiefs.
Go Chiefs. All right, appreciate you, pal. Thank you.
That's my man, Andy. Andy's Frozen Custard. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.